som det er løn. Hun tar deg ikke hjemme og tar deg
I learn, we learn with you at You Learn Naturally Radio,
your number one station
for holistic education. You learn, I learn, we learn with you at You Learn Naturally Radio.
Your number one station
for holistic education, 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 education.
Congratulations on completing your work placement. We're on the final day. You've done a 2-week work placement with us at Abundant Centres UK, You Learn Naturally Learn Cooperative. And it's, you know, it's been good as always with the work placements that come. It's a good learning for the organisation, and I hope it's a good learning for you as well. So I'm giving you an opportunity to share your experience and for us just to keep a record of what was done so that other work placements can know what was done and even get to hear some people that they might know as well like this. We're not going to talk for too long, but first of all, please just introduce yourselves, say what you're studying at the college, and then we'll start from there.
My name is Yunus Dinkastan. I study ICT Level 2.
My name is Quinton Ofariata. I study CN Girls IT Level 2.
Okay, good. So we've had 2 weeks of work placement. We've gone through many, many things. The things that we've gone through, would you say that they are things you've already done, or are they new things for you?
New things for us. We haven't done this in the college, and you was right, we don't learn this in the college.
And this will be helpful for us when we go in the college next time.
In the future, and then when we have a job.
Okay, good. Well, it's true, and I do that deliberately. At the beginning, when we first met, after the basic induction, I asked you the things that you were doing to see where you were with things that you've done, and I know in the workplace there were very real tasks that have to be done. So what you've been working on is developing a database to support our new publication, our new magazine, The Futurist Haringey. And it's a very important thing because it's going to allow us to connect with organisations and individuals in the area who we wouldn't normally know or meet. So the work you've done is very important. Let's start with that, because that's the database work has been a consistent thing throughout, and added to that we've done different things related to other matters, but that work has been the core, let's say. Eunice, let's talk about the data entry first.
We created data entry. There was 863 pages in total, so we halved it, each of our colleagues, and we done it, and then we put it into the Gmail contacts.
And so that task, it involved research.
Yeah.
So there's a research element to it. And also cleaning it. How did you find that? How did you find the task?
Well, I'm not gonna lie, I found it kind of stressful, because considering not a half the colleagues wasn't here. We had to do their work with a lot of play. But I found out that it's quite useful for me.
What did you gain from it through the challenge? And what did you learn from doing that task?
What I learned was that I put information onto something. To put information onto another thing.
Okay, to transfer.
Transfer information.
Yeah, well, that was a core part of it. And I hope also that you learned the value of concentration. Because, data entry is one of those things that there's only a small group of people who just enjoy data entry, because it's a repetitive task. So it can appear, I said it at the beginning, it can appear mundane or boring, but it's very important. And so we took time before we started that, I took time with you to make sure you knew how this data connects to the other parts of the work that we're doing, how it will connect to our editorial teams, how it will connect to our marketing teams, like this. So I thank you for the effort that you've put into that. We have completed the task. And as you see, entering it is one thing, but what did we do after we entered it?
On the Gmail?
The whole process. When we entered the data, first of all, we did the research and we gathered extra information so we had more complete listings. Then what did we do? When we entered it into the G space, what else did we do?
Basically, we got the information on the internet, for example, the phone numbers and Gmails, onto the data entry on the Word document. Then we got the information from the Word document, I put it on the Gmail and save it so you can call them later after all.
Yeah, that's right. And when we did all of that, we audited it. So what do you think about the way we audited it? And what do you think about the results of the audit?
The results were, I had the most undone, and then George, we audited it on the spreadsheet, so George, all of his has been done, and my ones, they were hardly even done in it.
So what did you learn personally from that?
I learned that my concentration needs to increase. You need to concentrate when you're doing this stuff. You can't be half there, basically.
Right. Good. Well, that's a good thing to learn. And if you really reflect on that, then that's a very important thing to take away from the workplace. It's an opportunity to find out that. Before you get into your first job, let's say you get your first job and it involves data entry, and then you find out then that a mistake is being made. If your managers see that, they may not want to support you through the learning. So it's good for, that's the whole point of a work placement, so you get a feeling for how it is on real deal works. So good, the audit was important, and through the process of the audit, we've corrected it.
Yes.
So now I am confident that we have the full data entry, perhaps a little bit more, but we definitely have what's there is now in our system. So we're ready to move to the next stage, or the next work placements, the next part of the team will move to the next place in cleaning it and engaging with those contacts. So thank you for that. We did other things. What other things would you like to talk about? What next thing we did? Touches you that you
want to
talk about?
The website that we created on Weebly.
Okay.
Because before I didn't know how to create a website, so watching the Joomla video helped me to help the website to create that website itself.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, Weebly, what we did, we worked on two platforms. Before we started, I explained the nature of a content management system, because there are several content management systems to build websites with, like WordPress, Joomla, so on like this. And we introduced the Joomla because we're going to use that as part of our marketing for the magazine. Mm-hmm. So yes, we did do that. We gave a good introduction. You were introduced to it from the level of setting it up on a server. Although we didn't go into that much detail, you have seen it. You've seen a situation where there is a web space on a server that is empty. We've occupied it with the root files for Joomla, gone through the full installation, set the database up, and set it up so it's running to the level where you can engage with it from the front end of the website and be in the administration side, as well as be seeing it as a website building up. So, good. After you watched the first video, what did I say you should do? What did I propose to you that you should do? I'm wondering if you remember.
You told this to Ishak, but I remember you said to watch the video again and write down the important information on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. You told us to finish the course, like, in your own time.
That's right.
Because if you forget it, yeah, they're gonna like ask you, and when you're in your actual job and you put in the CV, "Oh, I know about Joomla," they're gonna ask you about like how to do it, innit? So you need to know how to.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, this is the key point I wanted you to recall, and I wanted to capture that point. You've been introduced to something that the Joomla site is a very powerful platform. You've been given a good introduction to how to start a website with it. We used a tutorial. We did the first one, I think, of 12 parts of that tutorial, video tutorials, supporting the practical installation of it, which I did with you. If you watch the other videos and follow through the course, take down a Joomla installation package and do it on your own machine and work through it, practice it, you'll be able to do it. And then when you put it on your CV, as you just said, you will have a proper competence. So I highly recommend that you follow up the things that we've done with your own practice. And that those things, you may not get to that in college for some time. They may do it, but they may not do it. And I don't know that they will do it to the depth or to the level that a commercial organization needs to do. So definitely follow up those things. Anything else? What's your thoughts?
Like, you know, when we did the data entry, you asked us to make a spreadsheet report on auditing data entry. So basically, we made the spreadsheet. And then after, I had the most, and like I said before, George had the less. And
the least.
The least. And
the most and the least of what? What are you talking about? Just so.
The most of the data we needed to put down.
Are you saying you did the most data entry?
No, George did. George did. George's one was the most. I was the least, like.
I'm not sure what you mean. Do you get what he's saying?
Basically, we created a spreadsheet to show how many people finished the thing and there were, like, and the list that was absent from the list. So we color coded the spread the data entry that wasn't done.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, we put it on the contacts Gmail.
Right.
That's what I think he's trying to say.
Okay. Yeah. So I get you. Obviously, you gave me that report. So that report was showing what was done completely, what was done partially, and what was not done.
Yeah.
And then we found gaps, and we were able to identify, because we had coded the work at the beginning. We were able to identify whose work had the gaps, and then we were able to correct it. And that process of reporting in a workplace, you have to know that that's any organisation that's working properly will have checks and balances like this. They'll have ways to monitor workflow and monitor success. If you're not measuring it, you can't get to the success. We know you've got to the success. But I'm clear, because we monitored it, that we have been successful in that task. And I'm glad you're impressed by the fact of the auditing, that you took part in your own audit, an audit of your own work. I'm glad you saw that. Okay, anything else?
We also, today on Friday, you asked us to do another spreadsheet on our attendance.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we made a little key,
mm-hmm.
saying attended, not attended, with notice, no notice, was late, and we did week one and week two, and well.
The details of that, in summary, you started as a four-person team, and today there are two of you here.
Mm.
So that report shows this. It shows the change from four persons to two persons, mm. and you wouldn't know it, maybe you don't know it, but in work placements it's quite typical that there's some, what we call dropouts. A dropout rate. Now, I don't want any dropout in terms of work placements. I would like people to be able to see through the task, but people are under different challenges. What I would say to you about that is that, as you saw, we still had to complete the task.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tried to impress on you, and I hope you got it, that you're a unit, and if some members are not present, the other members have to balance it out. And that will work for a time, but let's say, for example, you had a long-term work to do and you were a team, and one person in the team is always making it slow. The manager is going to remove that person or train that person up or try and change that situation so that everyone is running it optimally. You're not going to have a situation where a team has people in it who are pulling it back, and the organisation is just going to leave it like that. If they're running properly, they're trying to correct the situation. So I wanted you to see that, one, you're a team, and although you all had individual tasks to do at the beginning, if it comes down to it and you need to help a colleague out to get the total job done, then you should show good attitude to that to get the job done. And you might want to talk to your colleague to let them know that they need to deal with the thing in a certain way, but you have to get it done. But even inside that, it's your own teamwork. Organisations like teams that work together. So if you can demonstrate that, then you're in a good position in terms of how you're presenting yourself. But ultimately, the management are trying to prepare teams. And if it's not working, then they will reconstruct the team or dissolve the team. You know, that stuff will happen to get the best teams together. So you want to hold that principle of teamwork and let your ones know. When you see your peers, when you see them again, let them know that you completed your work placements and the things that you've gained from doing it. So that when because they will have to do some work sometime, I trust they will do some work placements some other place at some time, or they will be looking for work they need to complete. When the next opportunity they have to get a proper feeling for completing a workplace assignment, they need to complete it. You don't want to leave yourself with a bad pattern like that. Okay, so we did a lot of things. We did a lot of things. One thing that touched me was when we did the brainstorming. You weren't here for the brainstorming. We did the brainstorming. What do you think about that?
Well,
but first of all, let me introduce that a bit better to say that the brainstorming was about thinking about the website. I said to you, we have to build a website. And before we can build the website, we need to think about the brief, the design brief for the website. So I gave you a template which has questions and areas to think about regarding a website. Have you ever seen that before, that kind of thing?
Yeah, what? Like before
a design brief to make a website.
No, I've never seen that before.
Okay, so we went through that exercise, and then when you all wrote your thoughts into that, we then start to put things on the board and think it through and just throw up ideas about what this website should feature. What do you think about that process? What did you take from that?
Well, when basically I was doing the design brief, like straight up, like, but like it wasn't completely correct. So basically, you helped us with brainstorming on the board, mm-hmm. me and Ishak. And basically, that helped us improve our design brief.
Yeah, it did. It did. And that touched me because this is the whole point of brainstorming. Because I may have, obviously I'm principal for this operation, you see me here steering it, but for any person there's going to be some angles that they're not going to see. So when we do brainstorming, that's it, if we throw some ideas up and new stuff comes out of it, we get to see some different perspectives. And I saw some important things through our brainstorming. So some of those things will be implemented into the future work in the design of the website, and also some broader ideas that came out of things that you said specifically, and you and Ishak said generally. So that was good. I enjoyed that. Well done for that. Value brainstorming and the process that we did to get into that. We did some things on Audacity. Yes. You completed this task. We started with a set of things to do, some clips to edit. We have a Science Week program coming up in March. In the Science Week program, I've explained to you that there's going to be an arts installation which is going to have audio clips playing and some animations and things like this, and we have some files that needed to be edited to make the clips from one long thing into some small things, properly labelled and so on. So, yeah, I introduced you to an application called Audacity. What did you find?
It was quite hard, so you showed me how to use it. So I had the audio file, I inserted it, and the person had important messages, so I had to...
What was the conversation about?
About melanin, I think. Melanin, yeah.
That's right.
So he was talking about melanin, every sentence he stopped, I had to cut the important stuff and title the audio file.
The section?
Yeah.
Yes.
Section.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, and yeah, that's right, that's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it in such a way that all of the files have their own meta details, so that if you play it in a machine, it will come up with the artist, it will come up with the name of that track, and all the background stuff to it. So it was professionally done.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good for you to experience that. And this was one of those tasks, there's more to do, and still there's some more to do. So that's something that will be passed on for ones to deal with in time. Okay, so I think we're kind of covered pretty much the nuts and bolts of it. I would say the other area that we did, Quinton, was the introduction to the GIMP, the graphic design package. Yeah, so GIMP is graphic design, like Photoshop, and what I showed you with that, or what we worked through with that, was the way you create images ready for websites. So our task is to build a website, but to build the website, as well as having text, you're going to have images. Our brief our brief was to make the website reflect the layout of the PDF brochure. So there's a PDF brochure for the Science Week, the Melanin Lounge, and the brief was to make the website reflect the basic design idea. And so tell us some more about this. What did you experience as we did all of that?
Well, on the design brief?
No, on preparing the images to go on the website. And,
oh.
And the text, you took care of that part of it.
Oh, basically, Well, Eunice started off with making the text bold.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, obviously I finished it, and then after there was in Weebly, on Weebly, there was some boxes on the category build, and basically you sent me some pictures, didn't you? And then we changed the was it the size?
Yeah, we changed some sizes. We basically laid it out so that well, the first part that you did, building on what Jonas had started, was to lay out the rest of the text.
Yeah.
So that all of the text for the page was basically laid out in the right way. And any formatting, basic formatting for it, you did take care of that. And I think when you say the build part, that's a drag and drop.
Yeah, drag and drop, yeah.
So Weebly is a good platform for that. And yeah, that was useful because that has to be ready. Before I can send out the prospectus, there needs to be somewhere for people to come online to see stuff. And same, likewise, some people, like, if we tweet that out now, this is how ICT meets up with other departments. The website is done, the prospectus is done now. Marketing can tweet it out and Facebook it out, and people will then either download the prospectus directly or go to the website and then be able to download the prospectus and things like this. But yeah, you're in the fabric of that. Your workers support all of that. So well done, and thank you for that. Are there any summary things you want to say? Anything else you want to touch on before we close?
Well, I'd like to say thanks for having me for like 2 weeks.
You're welcome.
I really enjoyed it. I learned new key
input new stuff
for my further education as well, for if I employ it into a job.
Mm-hmm.
It would be really useful.
Good, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. This is the idea. And as I said to you in a couple of days ago, if you find you have some time, and you know, you may not think you have time spare like that because you have other things you want to do, but if you find that you want to further develop your skills, for sure, a work placement with ULearn Naturally will give you deeper skills. Dare I say it, than the college can do, because they have a certain remit of work to do, a certain level of curriculum to cover. But when you're in a practical workspace, you'll get to all the dynamic ways to get stuff done, and things that are really front-end useful like this. So do think about joining us again to volunteer, to support the work, and you can definitely say, when you see things coming forward, like if you're in the area, studying still or whatever, and you come and see the magazine, you see it in your college, which is likely, or in the library, or some of your friends have it because it came to their house, you can know that you were part of the starting of that thing. So you're welcome to attend again and build up your skills. So thank you. And as I say, you may not know the word, Hashima, respect to you. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Frank.
You are tuned in to You Learn Naturally Radio. You Learn Naturally Radio.
Wow!
YouLearnNaturally.org. YouLearnNaturally.org.